Hello, my name is Brad Martin, and I'm a part of the digital marketing team with BIC Magazine. Today, we have on the line, we have Mark Peters, the BIC Alliance Director, Strategy and Development for BIC Magazine. BIC Magazine has decided to produce a podcast this coming year, and we have Mr. Peters on the line to kind of discuss with us the ins and outs of this idea. Mark, welcome to the podcast. How are you today?
I'm doing great, Brad. Thank you very much.
Very good. Well, let's just go ahead and get into it real quick. First off, just for potential listeners out there, can you kind of describe to me what BIC Magazine is and what is BIC?
Well, BIC is commonly described as a multi-company, multi-industry newsletter. It allows companies to provide editorial content. I call it the one of the first vehicles for marketing with editorial content into industry. We've been very successful. We're approaching our 35th anniversary this April. And one of the things that really is successful is the interviews that we offer within BIC of plant operators, of individuals within the vendors and suppliers that are selling into the industry. The name of the magazine, BIC Magazine, it stands for Business and Industry Connection. And that's what we look at it as doing, is connecting the people within business with the people in industry and for the betterment of all.
Well, good. And so that kind of leads into the second one is, what is the benefit of having BIC Magazine in the industry? Is it for the connections to help people connect with other people?
Without a doubt. As you know, people want to do business with people they are comfortable with and people that they feel understand what their concerns and problems are. The content of BIC, along with the networking events we offer and the various other networking events that we sponsor and participate in, help generate this type of comfort level to increase the opportunity of business for everyone.
Why is BIC doing a podcast now? With all the other digital tools and the print magazine, what is the benefit for a podcast?
A podcast, another way of communicating with our readers and our vendors. This looks again back what we talked about with business and industry connection, but we're offering people lots of times podcasts are listened to while you're driving to a work site, while you're driving around in that lovely Houston traffic. And this is a means of making it easier to get a message out and what are the topics of concern in the industry. We look at this as being eventually a series of podcasts where we can help our BIC Alliance marketing partners get their message out, and also to cover topics that the various associations we deal with will find it of interest. And that's what we're looking at on this first podcast. It'll be on workforce development, which is a major concern for everyone right now with the construction activity and turnaround activity that is going on in the industry.
Okay, so you already got a topic ready to go. The workforce development will be the first podcast. As you said, that's kind of a hot topic in the industry. Besides that topic and others, what are some of the things that the listeners should be able to get from the podcast?
Definitely. It'll be a multiple range of topics, and actually a lot of it will be from our marketing partners. They'll come up with an idea and a suggestion for a podcast. Well, what we hope is, once again, to increase the connections between business and industry, better understanding and development of problems that they may be facing in industry and how some vendor or supplier out there might be able to help them resolve it.
As with others, I look forward to the future with the podcast and seeing what comes about it. I wanted to thank you, Mark Peters, for your time, and for you for tuning in to the BIC Magazine's Industry Roundtable is the name of it. And be sure to follow us on social media Check us out on our newly designed website at bicmagazine.com. From there, you can get industry updates and future programming notes for the deployment of the of Bic Magazine's podcast. So, Mark, again, I want to thank you. You have a great day. And to our listeners, thank you as well. And everyone, have a great day.
Thank you, Brad.